Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The intelligence community says that the United States will be out as the sole superpower by 2030. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The intelligence community has issued a report which projects that the United States will no longer be the world's only superpower by 2030, and Asia will surpass North America and Europe combined, with Asian population, military spending, and technological investment. This report comes from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which states that the unipolar world that emerged after the fall of the Soviet Union will not continue. Global trends project that the United States will retain a role in the world, in part because of its history and past leadership. But nations like China, India, and Brazil are the rising world powers. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
With countries like China, India, and Brazil on the rise in our world today, the United States will soon be reduced economically and militarily, no longer to be the only superpower in our world, which is a scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Many political pundits and world thinkers have said that the economic crisis which the United States faces will play a key role in knocking the United States out of superpower status. Militarily, China is quickly becoming an equal to the United States, and there are projections that China will overtake the United States in military power in the near future. Students of Bible prophecy have for some years known that the United States is not in Bible prophecy as a player in the last days. One suggestion is that at the rapture of the church, the United States will be rendered weak since the backbone of America is the born-again Christian who will leave at the rapture. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Both China and India are included in the prophetic phrase, Kings of the East, found in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, and they will be key players at the end of the seven-year tribulation period. Other nations in the Middle East will form a coalition of nations that align themselves to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel at the beginning of the tribulation. That's Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. Between the rapture, which happens just before the tribulation period, and the return of Jesus Christ at the end of that terrible time of trouble, much judgment will come upon the world, including the nations already mentioned in this report, as well as the United States. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...